So for this last section of your MOT, I want to get you dreaming. I want you to think about, where do you want to be? How do you want to feel? Around anxiety, around confidence, around self-esteem, where do you want to be? Now, we've got to be realistic. Obviously, we're not robots that live on one setting. We're beautifully complex human beings. We experience a massive range of emotion. But what would you like more of? What would you like less of? Less anxiety, more headspace, more rest, more support? All of the things, all of the tips, the tools, and the techniques in these videos, they're just small. They're small things. And I think often we can underestimate the power of the small things, but they're the ones that we're more likely to be able to keep up and be consistent with. Think about a plane. Imagine that it's flying in one direction. Now, if you were to just nudge the flight path of that plane by a degree or two, it can end up on a completely different continent. So whilst the small things sure do feel small, they are certainly not insignificant. And little by little by little, the little things can change the big things. And if I look back over my life, it's the small things, the small changes that have actually made the biggest differences. So as you're deciding to address certain things, it might be a thought pattern that keeps popping up. It might be a worry that is consuming so much of your mind. I really encourage you to let a friend know so that they can hold you accountable. In the past, I've said to a good friend, I give you full permission to ask how I am and not accept fine as an answer. Now, loads of these small changes we're going to be talking through, they're just little nudges outside of our comfort zones, and it can feel uncomfortable, but that's why I think it's so important that they're just small things, because you don't need the big life-changing challenges right now, just the small things that actually feel doable. And I want to encourage you to keep on keeping on. Imagine tapping away at an ice block with a tiny little kind of metal toffee hammer. For a while, it might look like nothing is changing, but what you do not see is that those little taps, each of those little taps, is challenging the very infrastructure of that ice, and that one day a crack will form in that old way. Now, I promise you, these things do work and they will make a difference to you, but I want you to remember, now this is so important, that you must be gentle on yourself along the way.